The World This Week, Politics.
Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, fled the country after huge crowds stormed the presidential complex. Ranil Wickremesinghe, the prime minister and Mr. Rajapaksa's ally, took over as acting president. The protesters, who are furious about costly food, fuel shortages, and their country's economic collapse, were not appeased. A state of emergency was declared. Crowds thronged the streets of Tokyo to mourn Abe Shinzo, a Japanese former prime minister who was murdered with a homemade gun on July 8th while campaigning for an upper house election. The assassin reportedly held a grudge against the Unification Church, from which Mr. Abe had sometimes received support. The election went ahead, and Mr. Abe's party won a large majority. Russia cranked up the pressure on European backers of Ukraine by stopping the supply of gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany. Supposedly, this is simply for 10 days of essential maintenance, but Europeans fret that the pipeline might remain closed, or that Vladimir Putin might shut it off in the winter when people need gas to heat their homes. Ukraine claimed to have destroyed a Russian ammunition depot in the southern city of Novokakhovka using its new American HIMARS rocket system. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine paused their offensive to regroup. In the south, there are signs that a Ukrainian counteroffensive is making gains. Sepp Blatter, a former president of FIFA, football's world governing body, and Michel Platini, a former head of its European Association, were found not guilty of fraud by a Swiss court. The case turned on a payment of 2 million Swiss francs, that's $2.05 million, by Mr. Blatter to Mr. Platini in 2011 for advisory work. The court decided this was credible. Both men were banned from football in 2015. Britain's governing Conservative Party began the process of choosing a new leader and thus a new Prime Minister after Boris Johnson's resignation. Tory MPs are whittling the field of candidates, the most diverse ever, down to two. Party members will select a winner, who will be announced on September 5th. The frontrunner is Penny Mordaunt, a socially liberal Brexiteer who once worked as a magician's assistant.